Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. What a day yesterday out at Midland Golf Club in Kewaunee. The Sherrard Tigers win the team regional title, and they also have the individual medalist. Senior Austin Fratsky turned in a 75. So, Austin Fratsky, you had yourself a day yesterday. Just tell us a little bit about the excitement, the fun, and the celebration. What a time.
So I started off on the first three holes at three bogeys, which was not ideal, but I knew there was a ton of golf left, so I just kept going, and I started getting some more pars, and I had, one birdie on the front, and then to end up with a 40, and I got to the back nine, and that's where I really figured out my game and ended up one under with three birdies on the back.
And what did you think that the real difference was for you then in the last portion of your round? Did you just kind of flip the switch, or what happened?
Everything just started getting better. My irons improved. My putting was getting better. It was almost like I needed the front nine to warm up.
So you're adding up your scorecard, and you put in the number 75. When you walked off that final green, did you think, maybe that's a good enough number? I think I could win this thing.
So with the Iwana Maker, I didn't look at the leaderboard all day because I knew that would get in my head. And I got off 18's green, and I think it was my dad who came up to me. He's like, "You're sitting up in the top." I'm like, "No way." And I was thinking maybe top five. And then I looked at the leaderboard, and I was like, "Oh, no, I'm in lead." And then I really started paying attention to the leaderboard as guys were finishing.
Yeah, so you win as an individual, and you win as a team. So that's extra special. You're the individual medalist, and you're the team champs. What about, both of those victories for Sherrard yesterday, I guess?
It's crazy to think about. My goal coming into yesterday was to do my part as a teammate to get our team onto sectionals, and getting the individual title is just a bonus.
Well, tell us about your season. Still have work to do. I know Monday you're playing at Petersburg at the sectional, and I know you're hoping to play the following weekend at Prairie Vista, which is the site of the 1A Boys Golf State Meet. Kind of sum up your season. How do you think you've played? And, you're peaking at the right time on Wednesday with the individual medalist honor. So how has your season gone?
My season's been going really good this year. I've had a couple top 10 finishes, and I feel like I've improved a ton from the previous years. I think I've went 77. I've shot a 78. I've been a couple of the low 80s. But this year's really been the year for me.
Well, tell us about this group that's on your team. Welch, Mikovic, Bolin, Blake Wynn, Caden Weston. I've seen a lot of times this year where different kids have medaled at different events, so that means there's some great balance. What about the kids you play with at Sherrard?
This group of kids, or my teammates, are just amazing. If one person's having a bad day, we know we have someone else to back us up, and we're all shooting really good, and we're all really close together. And at practice, we build on each other. So if there's something that one person's struggling with, the other, we all help him to improve on that. And same if I'm struggling on my short game, I'll have Brennan or Clayton or Blake come up and help me work on that, so then I can get better at that. And I'll do the same for them.
All right, so this has been a strange year. So you transitioned from your junior year. You got kind of a postseason through the sectional, and I know last year Sherrard won the team sectional title, but boom, the season just ended. There wasn't a state meet. So you get a state meet this year. You're hoping to get there, but, another kind of adjustment for Sherrard Golf. We're still kind of dealing with the pandemic, and then you have a change in the home course where you play at Valley View, but it looks like that kind of worked out for you guys this year, right?
Yeah, it's almost been a nice thing so we can play different courses. And in previous years, we played at Fire Lake, which is an amazing course. But you kind of just get to know that course so much that when you go to other courses, it doesn't really help.
Well, tell us about Monday and your approach there. I know Coach Williams was telling me you guys are going to get the practice round over the weekend. So tell us a little bit about what you're expecting next Monday.
I'm hoping to go down there and really map out the course and get a game plan set and just play smart golf, hit fairways, and go shoot for par. And if birdies happen, they happen.
If birdies happen, they happen. Let's hope they happen for Austin Fratsky and the Sherrard Tiger boys golf team. Anything else you need to mention about Wednesday? Man, what an exciting day for you and the team and Coach Williams. So congratulations and good luck next Monday.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.